With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is the issue as we face the prospect of another partial government shutdown later in the week. Democrats are demanding ICE reforms before agreeing to DHS funding. And if there is no agreement with the Republicans on a deal by midnight Friday, agencies affected include the TSA and FEMA. Today is the latest deadline set by the kidnappers of Nancy Guthrie. The 84-year-old mother of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie is still missing after being taken from her home just over a week ago. Tucson resident Chuchi Reese stopped by Nancy Guthrie's house, bearing flowers and offering support.
It's very shocking. It is very shocking. Tucson is a beautiful, nice, calm city, and for something like this to happen, it's kind of shakes us at the root of our family, of our Tucson.
The Guthrie children continue appealing to the abductors to release their mother, having released a series of online videos. The Trump administration has appealed a ruling on releasing federal infrastructure funds for a big project in New York City.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl champions for the second time in the franchise history, a 29-13 win over the New England Patriots. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 44. This is SRN News. A call for action against China.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country, and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi, the language that most Iranians speak. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore confident that Kevin Warsh will be an outstanding Federal Reserve chairman should he win Senate confirmation.
2 years ago, when Trump asked me who should I take, I said either take Kevin Hassett, Kevin Warsh, or Arthur Laffer. And he picked Warsh. I think he's fantastic. I think he's going to clean house over there. I think he's going to create a stable currency, which is what you want. That's why you have a currency in the first place, something that is a means of exchange and holds its value.
Moore speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A trial that focuses on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation, set to start in New Mexico, opening statement scheduled for later today. It is the first standalone trial from state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against the major social media companies over harm to youngsters. More details, SRNNews.com.